We getting mad racist.
Oh, are we?
We are? You know what?
Yes.
Bet.
As three white individuals.
Hello? Okay, yeah. I guess I am. Am I coming in lower? You know what? Fuck it. Well, yeah. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
This fucking thing sucks.
Jesus. Yeah, y'all ever watch Def Jam back in the day? Or from back in the day?
The comedy?
Yeah, the stand-up show. Yeah. Man, that nigga Russell Simmons came out and said the same shit every episode. Thank you, God bless. He just walked away, probably to go be a creep somewhere.
Yeah. God's watching.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Niggers.
Type shit, type beat. Man, like, how y'all feeling, man? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I normally operate at 100%, but thanks to the president, I'm gonna be operating at 104%.
Damn, dog.
Because of all
them
these
riffs.
Fucking, them riffs.
Them riffs, nigga.
Them turfs.
Them turfs. That's how Glorilla would say it. Turfs. Turfs.
The president got going.
You don't gotta yell at me. That's just how I talk. Oh. You know what? Turn that up.
Ollie
man.
Williams. Yep.
You got it.
It's Ollie Williams. I have one volume.
That's how I talk. Let her cook.
That's how I talk. It's getting ridiculous.
What you make? She was being done out here on a nightly basis.
I hope the world can see right now. Because it's really ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. This is ridiculous, man.
Shout out Boogie, man. That's a funny nigga, man.
That's a funny nigga.
You know, the shit that Braun is doing today, they killed Boogie for that shit.
Yeah.
Man.
That sacrificial lamb type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Boogie had to go through that, so Braun didn't have to go through that.
Oh, yeah. He walked so that Braun could run.
Sorry, bro. That shit is just a legendary.
Like, anytime you start seeing the refs act up in the game, or anytime I see that shit, I'll just post that shit with no caption. Yeah. I saw that shit during the Duke game. I'm like, yeah. you see what's being done out here?
On a nightly basis.
It's getting ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous.
Well, congratulations. Now you get to be the number one pick in Utah.
I should have thrown that shit up, like, once season two for Tekken 8 dropped.
Boy.
that would have been the perfect time.
Yeah.
Like, I saw, like, your analysis, but it seems that everyone has about the same shit. It's like, you just can get punished at any point in time in that game.
There is no...
No, no,
there's no character identity for real, man. Like, yeah. everybody has the same game plan. Like, nobody has a fucking weakness. I could yap about that shit for like a good minute, man. But like, I feel like it would just be me.
Like I'm saying, real boycotts like starting to take shape.
Like, niggas are not. Niggas ain't going, bro. Niggas are not going.
From what I understand, if you guys can hear me. Hold on a second. Calm down.
Yeah, we getting mad dog love today. Which we deserve, by the way. Like,
didn't they come out before the patch dropped and talking about this season two was going to focus on defense?
Yeah, they were talking about... yeah, fuck it. I'm a yap.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, before season two dropped, it's like, yeah, we kind of basically admitted, yeah, we kind of overtuned the offense, and we wanted season two to kind of be more focused on defense.
That already sounds bad.
So that was a fucking lie. Like, everybody. So the biggest thing is like the loss of character identity, right? So like, with my character, Hwarang, my whole thing is I'm super rushed down. I have crazy stance mix, but I'm really linear as a drawback to that balance.
Right.
Season 2 of Tekken 8 improved the tracking on every move. I have every move I do pretty much leads into stance, and it's a guaranteed 50-50.
Yeah.
I now have 3 plus on block long range tracking transition moves.
Christ.
Like... Nigga, if I hit you, I go into stance for free. If you block it, it's not unsafe enough for you to punish it. You can't sidestep it because it tracks to both directions. You can't backdash, which was like, you know, your counterplay to Horang because he was linear, mm-hmm. was to backdash or sidestep. Can't do that shit now because everything tracks. Has better tracking. They improved the sidestep.
I was about to bring that up.
But it don't matter. It doesn't matter, bro. Like, sidestepping, Tekken 8 already improved, bless you. Mm-hmm. Tekken 8 already improved sidestepping from what it was in 7. Mm-hmm. And then Season 2 just bolstered that. It feels fantastic, but nigga, you can't step shit. Like, Tekken 8 is a fucking 2D game.
Yeah.
It's like,
wow.
Like, real shit, bro. Like, everybody, like, if you want to.
Because I haven't played since Season 2
drop. So, like, if you don't play stance characters, or if you don't play characters that have installs,
mm-hmm.
you don't have a character in Tekken 8.
Oof.
Everybody's a stance character. Everybody does. So, like, the hierarchy of it was, like, everything I just explained about Horang.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie drops, and he does everything that Horang does, but better because he has lows. He has good lows on his stances. So Season 2 is like, what if we took what Eddie did and applied it to everybody and don't nerf their good moves? That's literally what Season 2 is. Now, like, the only counterplay is option A, option B, you have to guess both times to hopefully survive and counterattack. That's literally what Tekken 8 Season 2
is. So it's just gambling.
It's really the casino. Like, nigga said it in Season 1. Boy, were we fucking wrong. Nigga, every fucking character has what I just described to Horang, but all of their fucking strengths as well. Nigga, we know Brian. Brian's a counter hit character. That's his bait and punish. That's his whole play style. Why can this nigga rush down better than I can?
That's crazy.
Why does this nigga get more damage out of his combos than I do with no stance transitions?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Brian was already a top 5 character, and they didn't nerf shit this patch. They gave that nigga the mechanical.
Y'all don't hear me responding, but my face, like, my eyes are like open, brother, bro. This is crazy.
They gave him all of the mechanical buffs, and didn't nerf anything. That nigga is a terrorist. On top of that, Paul and Jack are straight up bugged now. Like, we have a guaranteed guard break or a guaranteed hard knockdown from our stances.
Wow.
And Jack's just fucking ridiculous.
I have seen some Jack clips, and they are.
I don't think I've ever heard that in my life.
He got a Jack got a stance in Tekken 8, but he got a new move out of his stance. It's called Make Some Noise, and the shit is, again, a +6 on block, mid heat engager, counter hit launcher, tracking to both sides.
A move
ass
that does
a god move.
Everything. Yeah.
They gave everybody at least 5 god moves. Mind you, everybody's a stance character now. Mm-hmm. So we have 5 god moves that guarantee us a 50-50 that if you guess wrong, you're eating 40% for being wrong. King is ridiculous.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he chips. Nigga, yeah. No matter what happens.
King is a rushdown grappler, bro.
That's
sickening.
Does that even is that a thing?
It's fucking disgusting.
It's like, despicable.
I know you haven't played since Season 2. Get on tonight. You could probably fuck around and rank up. Real shit. Like, and they're doing the thing, right, where they're trying to bring on new players, and I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, you're doing things that are going to alienate the legacy players and only, like, make the new players feel like they're included, because those things aren't going to stick with the game.
Oh, exactly. Because
the legacy players are just going to abuse all the good shit that you made for the new players.
Yeah, it's like fucking then, trying to get somebody new into Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to work out.
Oh, we're even more broken.
Yeah. And it's like, and then you're just gonna stagnate because the newer players are gonna drop. Then the legacy players are left with what you did.
Yeah, I've already seen the numbers are tanking right now.
Yeah, like it's bad, bro. Like,
yeah,
like Tekken, Tekken was never in the fucking the cheese game lane.
Right.
Like, yeah. Tekken is one of like the three fighting games that are a fighting game players fighting game.
Yeah, right. it's
traditionally.
You're like, rewarded for knowledge. Yeah. Like, in Tekken, traditionally.
But if you have no reason to knowledge check or...
It's nothing. Bro, everybody's game... Like, the game plan genuinely is... Who can put who in the vortex? It's like Street Fighter 4 all over again.
Oh, that's bad.
Who vortexes first?
Kuma vortexes.
Yeah, like who vortexes who?
Yeah.
Everybody is warring on steroids.
You know, this is crazy because four entries. It seems every four entries, we run into a big catastrophic problem. Because like Tekken 4, we know the story of Tekken 4.
Mm-hmm. And like had Tekken 4 had Tekken 5's wall mechanics, it probably would be one of the best Tekken games. Mm. Real shit. Mm-hmm. Unmatched aesthetic. I think we still lay top best, in my opinion. We still lay top best.
We will never
shit.
Go back. Like, they was really trying on all cylinders at that time.
But like, it's just, it's such a sad thing to say, because it's like, the weaknesses gave the characters identity. Mm-hmm. So like, when you got your shit off, it felt good to get your shit off.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
well, everybody can do it. So.
Everybody can do this on top of just insane fucking heat bullshit.
When everyone's special, no one is.
Nobody is. Yep. And it's like, you know what? It's Tekken 8 Season 2 is the first game where every character is genuinely S tier. Mm. Everybody's fucking good.
It's like they wanted to break the game by breaking everybody, but they broke the game.
Yeah, see, my general philosophy when it comes to like patches and things of that nature, I'm always more pro buffing characters, you know, especially like characters that like, because as a command grab character player, like in any fighting game that I play, we suffer.
Yeah,
we suffer a lot.
It's pain.
But like, so I'm always gonna be pro like buffing. But the idea should be to still bring balance. You can still do balanced shit.
Like being able to work your kit like and still compete. That makes sense to me.
Like if they actually put some effort into actually focusing on defensive mechanics and actually improving that in, then I think that the buffs would be actually more tolerable and also not giving everybody 5 god moves. Maybe it's just like 2. Maybe 2 or 3. But I don't know. I've just been watching, like, even people, diehards like Maximilian Dude are just coming out and being like, fam, fucking dude. Like, when you're losing Maximilian Dude, you know you're fucking...
I knew shit was cooked when the content creators stopped. So I'm like, nigga, you got people like... This is their livelihood.
Yeah.
They are taking... content creators.
You don't put a bag down.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? These are Tekken content creators talking about they either aren't gonna like
one of my mutuals.
They're gonna play other shit or they're going back to 7.
She got like the worst luck because like she used to be a Genshin Impact streamer. She stopped doing that. She's like, yo, nah, I gotta boycott Tekken 8.
Fucking Tekken.
I'm like, yeah,
and I agree with what you said, bro. Like I'm all for like giving niggas buffs, but like
if everybody gets hell sweeps, why?
Like, type shit. If you have a dominating presence and have had a dominating presence for an entire year, you don't need fucking buffs.
Right. That's true.
Leave them niggas alone. If you want to do something, rework the good shit. But, like, buffing already strong niggas?
That's crazy.
Like, that's... I don't know. And I don't want to blame Nakatsu, because that nigga's, like, the head of Project Soul. Mm. Like, but all of this shit definitely seems like some shit that would fit better in Soul Calibur.
Like,
I don't want
Soul Calibur in my Tekken. That's actually a comparison I saw. Yeah, like, somebody was making, like, this, like, reminds them of Soul Calibur 6.
Yeah.
And like just the, how wild the shit has gotten.
When you have weapons, obviously the tracking has to be different and better than with just like hands and legs.
Yeah.
And like again, and all this shit, like if you look at it from a Soul Calibur standpoint, all of this falls right in line with Soul Calibur. Because I'm like, nigga, guard breaks?
Yeah.
Like true, real deal guard breaks in my Tekken?
Yeah.
The heat system would go absolutely fucking crazy in Soul Calibur.
Oh yeah.
1,000%.
Like, that's the game that you should be putting systems in.
Like niggas got swords and shit.
Yeah, I was like, nigga, y'all gave us fucking reversal edge and fucking supers and shit. I'm like, that's fine. If y'all want to experiment with systems, y'all have a franchise for that. And like, I'm not saying I didn't want Tekken to ever fucking change, but like after like playing with the heat system for a year, I kind of had to recant my stance on that shit because I'm less like, nigga, this does everything on top of like us having Soul Calibur physics in Tekken.
Yeah,
like nigga, it's just it's overtuned.
Shout out to really 8-way run Tekken.
It's like they tried to reinvent the wheel,
which they didn't have to.
Like if they go back to like. Because you mentioned, and we'll bring it up during the, I'm sure we're going to have a Nintendo discussion because that should be.
We have to.
But, like, if they go back to, like, Soul Calibur 2-esque mechanics in the next Soul Calibur, I'd be fine. Yeah. I think if they do the same with, like, Tekken, like, not necessarily 7, but, like, 5, Dark Resurrection.
Like, let's or not, the like, go all the way back, but let's modernize, like, a version of 5 and modernize a version of Soul Calibur.
Because, like, Harada, I love the guy. But he kills me on Twitter. Like, he's starting to sound more like a beta bitch every time he hears criticism.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you fucked up.
You don't
have to get all defensive.
You have more hits than misses, bro. Just fix it.
Yeah. Like, with me, if we're going to do any version of any game, I think Tag 2 mechanically was probably, like, the most refined.
Mm-hmm.
Like just in terms of shit like tracking, movement, execution still being required. Like all the identity of Tekken was still there in Tag 2.
Yeah.
So like, if you want to just keep like if you want to just keep like the fucking the new moves and shit and the way the wall works, stuff like that, small stuff from Tekken 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But like movement has to go back. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we ever started like nerfing movement, but movement has to go back because that's where a lot of the counterplay lies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, if I know I have to sidewalk you from long range or sidestep you from close range, cool. I should be rewarded for making that read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that's Tekken.
That's fighting games.
Yeah.
You make the right read, you are rewarded
you
for
should
it.
Be fucking rewarded
if you make
for
the right read and you're punished for it, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that shit, let's get rid of minus on hit moves. Never understood that shit.
Type shit.
I landed the hit and I'm negative? Oh. Rad, I guess.
Why am I punished for this shit, bro?
Why am I punished for doing
standing
this shit?
Standing.
Yeah, because I'm like, if the nigga blocks it, it's a stagger low. So, like, I'm getting launched.
Right.
Nigga, you can at least make me, like, plus one or something.
Shout out to launch.
Yeah, shout out launch for real. Type shit.
Type shit.
Yeah, man, fucking Nintendo. Shocking nobody that knew for real.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew.
I knew they was going to be early with the price raising shit because they gave us a sequel to an already built game.
Yeah.
For 70. Games wasn't coming out at 70 on console before Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And now they hiking Mario Kart 9 to 80.
I'm gonna be the first one to say I'm not getting the Switch 2 at launch, and I will never in my life pay $80 for fucking Mario Kart. You're bugging, nigga. I will never in my fucking life pay $80 for a goddamn Mario Kart game. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Yep. Like the release day ain't that far either, just less than a couple of months.
No, they got holiday season. They're just trying to make sure they have the inventory for that.
Because from what I understand, right, like the digital copies are supposed to be quote unquote cheaper.
Yeah.
So like that's supposed to be, I think, what, 70? Mm-hmm. And like the physicals are supposed to be 80. Physicals don't even come with the game data on the actual cards.
No, it's just key cards, man.
It gives you permission to download the game.
You got your you got your box with no manual.
Nintendo Apple, boy.
I mean, a lot of tech companies moving about the same now.
Yeah.
Like Apple, Nintendo, Google, like. I'm pretty sure we get a Nintendo phone within probably the next 5 years.
Got an app.
The manual that you have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, learn how your systems work.
For $10.
$10, Buster.
Yeah, go ahead. Pay up, nigga.
Custer. Yeah, need that. Appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, you can't game share that one.
Right.
Yep.
Can't game share this.
You got a homie with a Switch? Of that.
Yep.
He better come to the house and watch it.
Type shit.
Bringing families together.
Bitch. If you YouTube it,
the only
take
way
your whole channel down.
You can get a Mario Kart for cheaper, quote unquote, right now is to get the pack in. That's all. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. You get the Mario Kart pack in. You pay, I think, the whole 500? Whole 500.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck are y'all charging PS3 prices for PS4 features? I was talking to one of my friends in the group chat. I was like, nigga, I guess I'm not, as I told him, I'm not excited for it. Like, I'm cool with the games. I'm a Metroid fan, so I'm going to play that eventually when I do get one.
The Donkey Kong game was fun.
Donkey Kong looks fun, and I'm not even a Donkey Kong fan.
Yeah.
But I was a fan of Odyssey. I officially fuck with the redesign.
Yeah.
I needed to see more of it, and I'm like, I'm a fan. I like it. He has actual character now.
Yeah, but it's like a Donkey Kong Odyssey, you know? Yeah. Like, give that kind of same vibes, but
I will be there. Like, eventually.
Day one?
I don't know about day one.
Not day one. Holiday season.
I know I'll be there.
At the soonest holiday season.
But I'm not finna, like, go crazy about it.
I will be waiting.
I will have Mario Kart. Most likely, I'll end up getting the pack in.
That shit's gonna get cracked within like the first like 2-3 months.
Gonna be crazy. They cracked that shit early.
Yeah.
They might have a Dreamcast situation on their hands for real.
I hope so. But I told him I wasn't fucking excited for it because I'm like, nigga, these are all features that have been around for a decade. Niggas got screen share, party chat, a USB camera. And fucking,
I'm gonna tell you,
and a built-in Ethernet
because
port.
I'm
supposed to think that justifies $500.
That party chat shit, like we're gonna put a pin in that. That Nintendo Switch camera shit, we're gonna put a pin in that.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah,
make a note of that.
For the future. That shit ain't gonna last.
But like the party chat shit, because if you're able to get into like party chat with strangers for races,
said Mario Kart is supposed to have proximity chat. Can you fucking imagine? Can you imagine the problem I'm finna be day one?
No. I'm thinking deeper, darker, eviler.
If
you're able to insert yourself in the background. It's gonna be some sick shit happening.
I mean, like, they shut down Omegle for a reason.
Yeah, somebody gonna pull.
Okay,
it's
gonna be the same shit.
Somebody gonna pull a dick out mid Smash Match, and I'll just be like, "Hey, yo."
Exactly. Damn.
Come on, bro.
It's like, get your small ass dick off of my TV.
Hey, man, put that up.
Like, why your dick out, bro?
Why is your fucking dick out?
Like, just because you can't beat me, don't beat it. Get out, man.
Get reported, sucker.
Got it. Avoid his opponent. Avoid his teammate.
Block.
Mute. I'm a search that nigga ad on Twitter.
Task manager, kill him.
So I'm a kill you through your IP address. You ever show me your penis.
Nigga about to get de-rezzed.
Great song.
Fantastic song.
Type shit.
But yeah, man, like them niggas bugging. Them niggas wildin' with that shit.
They should know their base. The fucking Smash niggas we talked about for about 3 years.
Yeah, they gonna buy it anyway.
They'll be there. Yeah, man. Come on with your 12-year-old ass. I'm about to beat you in Smash.
Alright.
Turn on your camera.
Exactly.
That nigga said, turn on your shit.
Exactly, bro.
Now, what's going to happen? Like, goddamn. Like, you know the Discords out there. They're going to be coming out.
It's cooked.
I give it like 2 weeks before the first.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be terrible, nigga. Yeah.
Like, Nintendo, again, built in Discord with language translate, which was fire. That was like probably one of the better features that was announced there.
Predators rubbing their hands together like Birdman.
Making Play-Doh snakes
in the wings, bro. Yeah.
Devious work.
Hey, man. Niggas love me on that Nintendo.
Concocting violent plans. Devious acts.
Also, Black Yoshi is missing.
Word.
Yeah, Black Yoshi's missing.
Me and, me and this nigga had like a little back and forth with memes. It looked so. I posted one where it was Eddie Winslow when that nigga was taking his police training, yeah. And he looked around confused.
And then that confused jazzy theme came on.
It was between that or when Laura closed her locker in the work.
And you see nigga.
I was like, Nintendo really hate this nigga, bro. Nigger, we got green Yoshi and melanin deficient Yoshi up front.
We got
brown Yoshi, bro, in the back.
We have Boshi from RPG.
Yeah,
in that shit. That was fire. But why do we have to lose our nigga?
No blacks.
Yeah. Why?
No blacks.
No blacks allowed.
The tariffs. that's how we pay the tariffs. You know, when you make a black character, when you use more polygons to make darker characters, it really jacks up development costs. So we just stop that.
We have enough Yoshis, all right?
We have enough Yoshis.
No more black.
No more black Yoshi.
Have this cow instead.
Right. We got the Moo Moo cow from Moo Moo Farm. Yeah.
As a character.
As a playable. Yeah.
I'm like, there's...
Do we even get a product plan again? Like,
I don't know. I was like, nigga, there's no way we're this tapped, bro.
We'll get it in the DLC that inevitably comes out.
For sure. Yeah. Hey,
you know, $15, Buster. Get that pack in, nigga.
Remember those characters that you had last game? Yeah, buy them again.
Oh, you want gold Yoshi? I mean, excuse me, gold Mario, right? Yeah, you got to pay this time.
I want pink gold Cat Peach.
Yeah.
I want pink gold Cat Peach Fleshlight.
That's like a song title, honestly.
Yeah,
That's a slam metal band, bro.
Pink, gold, cat,
peach, fleshlight.
Hey, man. That sounds tight.
I'm gonna name the episode that, matter of fact. That's what this episode is gonna be called.
I mean, that's what Nintendo thinks we are.
That's what niggas continue to be.
Yeah. Like, all the motherfuckers complaining, they're still gonna buy it.
I didn't complain. I'm like, I know I'm gonna get that shit eventually.
Yeah, I said I'm not buying it day one. I have a launch Switch, my nigga. Yeah, I have a launch Switch, brother. I got that shit day one. This nigga. So I got that shit day fucking one. And now we back here with a... This nigga! Yeah. And now we're back here with a fucking... We're in another Wii U situation. It's crazy overpriced. That don't really do much different than the first one.
I think it's going to be a 3DS situation.
Hell yeah.
They're going to have to drop the price.
My prediction was that it's not going to outsell the Switch.
Fuck no.
It's not going to outsell
the Switch. That's exactly why I'm thinking 3DS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll probably just get us by, if that. Yeah. Now, if it goes Wii U,
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, we're blowing the Mario Kart load already. Let's be real with you, nigga. We have another launch Mario Kart that probably won't get, like, a sequel for another fucking decade.
Oh, yeah. No, that is the Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
As far as it's concerned, that is... The Mario Kart.
Expansion should be interesting for us. This is like this open world. I want to see how far they're going to actually
expand. They on their Midnight Club shit.
Oh, shit.
Bro, from the demo they showed, nigga, like the track, like motherfucker went, was on a track, took a left, and was on another one. Like, so I'm like, I don't know.
I haven't watched the like,
they're
shit.
They're both on their Midnight Club like, and Diddy Kong Racing shit now.
Hey.
It's like, I don't know if it's just those particular tracks, but like, that nigga was on a highway, took a left, was on a fucking circuit again. I'm like, okay.
Jeez.
Is this the open, like, it's cool for discovering shortcuts, but I'd probably do that shit like twice and then never again.
Yeah,
true.
Just being real. That's,
But Kirby Air Ride, that'll get you in.
I was genuinely shocked to see that.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be a smash.
My nigga called a favor, clearly.
Yeah.
Sakurai.
There we go.
Hey man, make a Kirby Air Ride again.
Or he's like, he's gonna have to work. No, I want to make a fucking game, and y'all gonna greenlight this shit. Y'all owe me.
Guess what? We making a sequel to, bitch ass nigga. Kirby's fucking Air Ride.
Nintendo like, all right, gangster, you got it.
Put him on the star. Put him on the star now.
You got it, gangster. My bad.
Yeah, good
I'm
looks.
So sorry I wasn't familiar with your game.
Good looks, fuck boy.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Appreciate it. Ape.
I'm pretty sure that shit probably gonna have Marvel Rivals on it.
Oh yeah,
should be able to run it.
Them niggas are getting an exclusive fucking Souls game.
Oh yeah, but it's multiplayer apparently.
That ought to be fun.
It Why should be fun.
Aren't like the other ones multiplayer?
Yes and no. It's not like super emphasized, but it's there. Yeah. Where like Night Reign for Elden Ring, I feel like it's gonna be more like that. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I can't believe it's not Bloodborne. Shout out that.
We're getting another 16-bit beat 'em up with Marvel.
Yeah,
we'll be there. Put on my Sunday's best. Sick.
Yeah, I need Iron Cuff.
Made by the same people that made Shredder's Revenge, which was really fucking fun.
Well, yeah,
Shredder's Revenge is
fantastic. And I think Streets of Rage 4 as well.
Same team.
Like, they let them make all of them.
Yeah, beat 'em up revival is nice.
They can bring back Shinobi. So
yep,
Altered Beast next.
Let them make all of them.
Calling it.
I mean, that's a safe bet, nigga.
Fucking Comic Zone. I would love to see a remake. Bruh,
they might make that. Hey, that you know what? Throw incredible. Golden Axe in there. Fuck.
Remake all of it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we might see another entry of Echo the Dolphin.
Give me another Vector Man.
Hey.
Vector Man.
Vector Man.
Yeah.
Man, we really
Vector Man.
We really talking right now.
Vector.
Y'all know nothing about that, man.
Man.
Y'all Vectorman. Know nothing about no Vector Man.
Vector Man. Charles Vector Man.
Charlie Vectorman Sr. Yeah,
what do you do, man?
The third.
Vector. It.
Word.
What do you do? It.
So you vector? You be vectoring out here, cuz?
I be vectored up, man.
Yeah, vector, that's crazy, man. So you just green, made out of circles, and you just vector out here.
Vector's got a switch on it.
I'm finna put Sonic 3 in, man. I'm not playing with you.
I'm finna go play Mega Man.
The fuck you are? You ain't playing them remakes, nigga. Like, hey, lock in with the Vector.
Lock in with the Vex. Let's see.
What else came out, man? Like,
the GameCube stuff is nice. I will say F-Zero's coming back.
It ain't. We just getting GX again.
Nah.
That's coming back.
They gonna cannibalize that shit with a pack for Mario Kart.
Mm.
That feels more like the play. Cause like you know how they had 200 CC,
yep.
They'll just kind of throw that in there with that
100% accurate.
Yeah,
100% accurate.
Cause like they already had F-Zero stages in the last one, so yeah, it makes more sense to right. bring Captain Falcon and friends.
We're not gonna give him his own game, but we'll put him in another racing game. That's like the ultimate slasher.
Shout out to Street Fighter 6. Yeah, we've gotten to the point though where the final fight canon. Is important in Street Fighter now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it's like they're trying to tie in rival schools to
I mean,
it makes sense.
Just make a fucking sequel, Capcom. Jesus
no, fuck. Why would we do that? That would cannibalize Street Fighter 6 sales.
That's fine.
We can nickel and dime you to death with cosmetics.
I would just like one of these fighting games to not have guest characters.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Speaking of which,
that's too damn bad. It's over.
Popular athlete and obscure Swedish DJ.
Hold on. I have an anecdote. Right?
Oh, okay. Go.
That's the only reason that I
have a nasty play of what they're building to afterward. Go ahead, brother.
Cristiano Ronaldo is definitely a choice. I feel like we could have just made a nigga that played. Like, it's SAK.
It could have been literally.
Y'all could have just made a nigga that played ever. Soccer.
I guarantee you there's somebody in SAK history.
Isn't that a soccer player?
Fucking character.
Because, they had the sports team in King of Fighters.
Yeah.
Because I think them niggas were football, basketball. And
football, basketball.
What's the last nigga soccer?
I don't think it was soccer.
Hold on.
Football, basketball, boxing?
Might have been boxing.
Yes, it was boxing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, y'all niggas could have designed this character.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would we pick him? Why? Oh. Who is this for? I get who it's for. Yeah. It's very popular in Latin. SNK is very popular in Latin countries.
Yeah. But also, the speed stream that happens. Because I think that's his favorite athlete.
Yeah. Like that, they are going to... That nigga's gonna play that shit, get pissed off, and never play it again. But by that point,
it's in front of the million.
It will have done his job with the cameo.
Yeah. So I'm like, I guess.
It's so nasty.
In some world, that makes sense. This nigga's so obscure.
Yeah.
I thought it was an original character.
I didn't know it was a real person.
Like, real shit, I was like, Salvatore Ganacci. Who the fuck is this guy? And it's like, yeah, he's friends with Duck King. I'm like, oh shit, are we getting another, like, dancing ass character? So I Googled it, and, like, the first image that came up was the DJ.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I thought it was made up.
Oh shit, this is a real person.
Yeah. Who is White Man?
I've never heard of this person. Why are y'all doing this? Like, SNK?
I think, like, what, a maximum of, like, 100,000 streams on Spotify?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, the biggest DJ
that you could pick. Yeah, because Avicii's dead, so it'd be kind of fucked up.
Right.
But, like, nobody else. I would Daft Punk.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Pick one of them niggas.
Nigga, DJ Quick.
Somebody.
Just old ass West Coast fucking guy.
Bro.
Like, I mean, but that just brings me up to the next point I wanted to make. Like, I don't have a problem with taking an IRL personality and putting them in a fighting game. If somebody were to go and make a Mike Tyson, like, just...
Again?
Like, make a Mike Tyson. Like, yeah, like, not in Street Fighter.
Oh.
But, like an SNK game. Like, because they don't have, like, a straight boxer character. Do they?
They do.
Like, or they have
some. No, Ramon's a wrestler.
Not in the city.
Yeah, so, like, if they were, like, they just dropped Mike Tyson in there.
Right.
I'd be like, cool.
It's a fighter.
Like, fucking, if you added in John fucking Cena.
Donnie, you know? Man.
Yeah.
It Man.
Perfect.
It Man would be fired. Like, he would fit in so well.
Bro. Like, there would be so many people. Why him?
Yeah.
Like, what? Why?
Out of all the dead mouse.
Yeah.
You know?
At least there's some character there, you know?
Skrillex.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who that random white man is.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, he's so fucking obscure that, like, this is a Kojima-ass pick, bro. Like,
he must know where the bodies are.
He got
blackmailed on one of them niggas.
I mean, like, he looks like default template one. Like, this is where you start off with before you make him look creative.
That's the Cole character from Mortal Kombat, that movie.
It's the default character before you do customization.
Yeah.
That's what that nigga's
picking. Oh, man. Yeah, you're not wrong.
And I'm just like, hey, yo, I know that y'all are out of dire straits and y'all can kind of do whatever y'all want to.
I think they bet on that speed stream. They're betting on that shit.
Yeah, they're banking on that shit. Cristiano Ronaldo's in a game?
Like,
yep. By that point, yeah. It's cooked by that point. It's up.
Yeah. I remember when people were complaining about Noctis in Tekken 7. Like, how weird that shit is. It's a weird thing to think back about now.
Yeah, Noctis made more sense in a Soul Calibur game.
Yeah.
Weapons, but, like, they made that nigga work.
Yeah, they made him work.
Negan was the obscure pick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I totally forgot.
And I'm like, but even then, that was a culturally relevant pick.
Yes.
Like, everybody knew.
A lot of people knew about that nigga. Yeah,
that was like at the height of The Walking Dead.
He might have just killed that nigga Glenn.
Yeah, like that nigga was a fresh character to pick from. So, like, okay, cool, I get it. Weird pick, but, you know.
Like, the rare pick was Geese.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, I didn't know y'all were cool with SNK
Then we find out that, like, most of these devs love SNK games.
Like, we just be chilling. They're all friends.
We wanted to get my, but, you know, that wouldn't be appropriate for our game.
Yeah. Like, Nintendo throw it in. Terry. Yep. Fucking Tekken 7 had a Street Fighter and a fucking KOF character.
Right.
Yep.
Like, now we got another Final Fantasy character.
Yeah.
That nigga OP is
Clive
fucking Rossfeld.
The goddamn Rossfeld goat.
To protect the Firebird's flame, but with a British accent.
That's a grown man.
Yeah, that is an adult.
That's a grown man.
That is a motherfucking adult. And I love when, like, a franchise goes from, like, basically shonen pro tags to, like, dejected middle-aged pro tag. Like,
we in the kaiju number 8 territory.
Like, that's my shit.
So I'm a loser.
Damn, man. I fucking hate life and shit.
Man, I'm tired of working.
Fuck! I want to be a slave no more, bro.
You know what? I'm going to just do parkour and run away from zombies.
Yeah.
Because this is a vacation to me.
Right.
I can just be overworked and bored.
I'm fucking winning. Pussy.
Pussy.
that.
Anything else happen beside the riffs?
Nothing crazy, man. It was just a bunch of gaming updates.
Yeah, that's
Taking shit still hurts my soul, brother. That shit
it's sad, man.
That shit made news.
Oh, yeah, like, season 2 of Rivals. That's right around the corner.
Damn, fucking yeah, that niggas. I guess we could talk about that for a little bit, because like niggas continue to not understand like the female anatomy and like what sexualization actually means.
It's like, hey man, you shouldn't be looking at her to fuck her at all times, bro.
I'm like that like, first of all, put the porn down.
Put that
hashtag
shit down.
Put the fucking porn
hashtag
down.
Put that prawn down.
Like.
Relax.
That's one piece of it.
The
second piece of
it
is like, nigga, fucking Emma Frost. If you've ever seen an Emma Frost outfit, this is not a sexual. This is not a sexualized.
That's just
Emma
how she
Frost
dressed,
outfit.
Bro.
This clothes she wears.
That's just how she dressed, man. And just because she dressed this way.
Wait, are people complaining that she's being over sexualized, or that she's not being sexualized?
That she's being over sexualized.
Half the time,
why do we have jiggle physics on thighs? Because fatty tissue is not.
Stop
rock
being
solid.
A prude, man. Let's, leave that woman alone.
Chill, bro. I'm really just like over the sexualization. Arguments online.
Like, bro, like either get with it or don't.
It's either
shut
you're
up.
Too porn brain or you're too fucking prude.
Yeah.
Like, it's either
no,
one or the other.
Fucking middle
there's
ground.
No middle ground.
All right, let's be adults. Hey, man, grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Women have titties. Women have thighs. Deal with it.
Yeah, it happens.
And by deal with it, kill yourself. Like, you are fucking worthless. You're arguing with a bunch of basement dwellers online all day instead of actually either getting tech in the game that you're trying to learn or trying to find a way to be better. Like, you want to argue with other fucking losers all day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Like, your sexuality, figure that shit out. Talk to somebody. God damn.
That shit gives me validation to argue with strangers.
Fuck your validation.
And be right.
You're a fucking loser looking for fucking strangers online.
It's never
to replicate whatever dopamine hits you never got growing up,
bro. It's never about learning. It's about being right.
Yes.
And that's why this country is the way that it is today.
Fucking liberals.
It's like, yeah, we own the libs, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, go pay $20 for eggs. Get out of my face.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good,
like,
Ryan.
Like, whatever.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Like, you made a whole identity out of arguing online, and now you're bad because don't nobody want to argue like that now.
Right.
Yeah.
Nigga, niggas, like, if you have an active Facebook account, nigga, it be y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean when I say active.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, if that's
not true shit posting either.
Yeah, like, if Facebook is your primary social media fucking platform,
you're a loser.
You're a dork. You're a fucking dork.
Okay,
fucking
losers can be cruel. You're a fuck.
You're a fuck.
There you go.
Prick.
Fucking
get my goddamn nerves.
Fucking goddamn fucker.
Like, I hate being on there. Or actually, you know what? I hate reading on there. I love shitposting still.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's never going to go away.
Facebook shitposting is...
But, like, the local popularity contest, like, that's dead. I'm just getting rid of niggas now.
I don't care. I'm like,
y'all don't show up to my shit anyway. Like, it's okay. I don't need to advertise y'all, for real. It's like, the audience that shows up is the audience that shows up. I don't really need y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't even gonna lie, nigga. I be fickle as hell.
It's like, hey.
You're like, hey, my nigga DJ in here. I'm gonna go there.
Like, you be.
Damn, I'm tired.
He showed up one time. I'm like, it's fine.
I showed up a couple of times.
Yes, you have.
I showed up a couple of times. Definitely
but, like,
show up to that
I don't hold it against you. You actually have shown up to my house, my nigga. It's
right,
cool.
Like,
we got real life things.
Right.
Yeah,
like we are.
It'd be them like wannabe local celebrities that I can't do it no more.
Imagine your fucking hype being the local celebrity of Columbus. Like, that's it.
I know some guys like that, man. Like,
I
got about 5 poems about cunnilingus in the tuck that they can just do. At any point in time, and we're earth tones and Kango hats and shit, man. Like, they just reminisce about the good times of 2002.
Oh, yeah, high school was so great.
I love when I know who he's talking about.
Like, just a whole group of those guys, man. Just potentially trafficking women too, but you know, like that's neither here nor there.
That's news. That is definitely news. That portion is news.
I got a nice little tidbit to tell you.
I'm gonna get that update once we wrap up. But
press that stop button
for sure.
Appreciate niggas listening to us. Yap.
Yeah, man. Get all over thanks to for the, fucking with us, man.
I said close the doors.
But get on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/blackpink.
And everyone listening to this podcast donates $10,000, we'd be at the $1 million.
I need you to sow a $100 seed, even though the memberships are only $5.
Also, know that like the doors are locked.
The doors are locked. So there is no
escape. You're not getting out.
You can't escape. Somebody get shot.
You can't escape.